We talked a little bit about how Chesed is impacted through Slabatka ideas, and how the terminologies of Chesed are not necessarily gauged in human terms. Acts that seem cruel may be kind, acts that seem kind may be cruel, because you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to imitate Hashem, and Hashem has a whole different scale, Chesed of Emes, not just Chesed. We talked about there's no area that's empty of chesed, Avram's chesed, even on a day that seemed to be empty of people, it was infernally hot. We spoke about the acceptance of human conventions and norms, minhag ha-makom. Also a lot of Parshas Vayera, the Malachim adhered to minhag ha-makom. And evidently, not just because you want to create harmony and avoid strife, but because you really, you see and you discern value in human norms and culture. But perhaps the most ambitious change of chesed that Slabatka aspired to is what I would call scale. In a classical chesed context, chesed is target-oriented, object-oriented. A person is suffering, a person feels distress, you have to alleviate that distress, you commiserate, you sympathize, you want to repair and heal. So it's you're solving a particular context, and the scale is broader or smaller, but it's limited. Person's sick, if I heal that person, I've essentially created the chesed. Person's hungry, I feed that person, essentially created the chesed. So it's task-oriented. What's the task at hand? How do I accomplish the task? How do I best serve? In Slabatka Musa, it's almost as if, and this is part of the danger, the recipient of my chesed isn't as important as myself. Because I'm trying to duplicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying to perform chesed like my Creator. Oh, by the way, I'm happy that you have a need, because otherwise I couldn't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That could sound a little bit crass and callous, but it's much more it's more reflexive than it's altruistic. Typically chesed is very altruistic. I have a person in need, my heart goes out to that person in need. I want to help that person, I want to assist that person. Here, oh, that person's in need, now I want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could become very dangerous, and I'll talk about the scale in a moment. I remember a long, long, long time ago, I mean 25 plus years ago, I was interviewing a boy in an out-of-town location and in a very limited time, and the principal told me, gave me the list of all the boys I was meant to interview, and he said, oh, this boy, let's just give him a pass. He's a no-brainer. You should come to the yeshiva. Save your time. Don't waste your time. You have to get a flight tonight. He said, look, everyone has to get an even shot. It's not fair to the other boys. So I interviewed this boy. He was very bright, and he was very confident, a little bit cocky. And I asked him, as I asked all the boys, I said, why do you perform chesed? Tell me about your chesed. And there are about a million right answers to that question. A smile, a wink, I don't know, it's important. That boy gave the one wrong answer. He said, well, I come from a very, very privileged background. My parents are wealthy. I've had a very good upbringing. But who knows? One day, my fortunes may fall, and I may have to take from public funds. So at this point that I'm comfortable, I feel like it's my responsibility to contribute to the public welfare, as if chesed is a chesed bank, and you deposit in the bank so that one day you can withdraw. I was horrified, I don't know, to say the least. I checked up with some of the other rabbeim, and they corroborated that, you know, that you're right, you're picking up on something. Obviously, you don't trust yourself, something so delicate. But it turns out that they thought that I was onto something. They didn't accept me to the yeshiva. It was very, very perplexing. Why is the top boy, the valedictorian, straight A's? Obviously, there's more things which are more important than aspects more important. So the second that chesed becomes, the core of chesed is suffering and misery and being able to open your heart to people and sense their suffering and relieve their suffering. But it's limited. That's all limited suffering. It's task-oriented. And if Slabatka wasn't task-oriented, you want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's two things. First of all, you want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And second of all, it's a separate point, but it's very ambitious also, but it also is detached a little bit, not as detached from the victim of suffering, but every time a person suffers, even in the slightest bit, that's a divine tragedy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered and downloaded for man such potential, such skill, such talent. Remember, we look at a human being as the pinnacle of creation. And any time a person suffers, some of that talent is being crushed. Some of that potential is being underused. So it's a divine tragedy. You're facing a divine tragedy. You're facing a mabul. Who wouldn't want to rebuild the world after a mabul? Who wouldn't want to be Noach? Hashem said, I'm about chasam to destroy the world, but I really want you and need you to rebuild it. Of course. Rebuild a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a mabul takes place. every time a human being suffers, because the entire world can be impacted by one human being. When that one human being is underusing his or her potential, so that's a divine tragedy. So there really are two different reasons for Slabatki Musar. One is you want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two is, when you see a person suffering, all that divine gift from Hashem isn't being properly exploited. It has to hurt you, it has to bother you. So the response to suffering isn't object or target oriented, it's not task driven. It's more ideological to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to restore the lost potential. And the danger is it can become detached or severed from human suffering. But the empowerment is, all of a sudden the scale changes, and that's the key word, the scale. It's not just, did I perform the chesed? Is a person suffering anymore? What are the social norms of chesed? What's acceptable chesed? It's an infinite scale. You're competing, as it were, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're simulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to replenish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lost potential. There's no limit to your chesed. And I want to talk about that the next 2-3 days. One manifestation of it is, I'll give you a Gemara in Bava Metzia, for example. Gemara in Bava Metzia on Pei Vav Amud Bei. It talks about Rabbi Yonasan ben Masya, who told his son, go hire some pollen and feed them, because you have to feed your pollen. So he feeds the pollen, and he gives them a delicious meal, and they're not hungry. And he comes back to his father, and he tells him, Bini, afilu ata oselem kisuda shlomo b'shaito. Even had you fed them like Shlomo fed his noblemen, lavish, sumptuous feasts, you still wouldn't have accomplished. Why? Shehem b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Because they're like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're princes. They're not just noblemen, they're Jewish princes. They're the children of Yitzchak and Yaakov. In theory, to fulfill your full chesed quota, your full chesed demand, you'd have to treat them like angels. You'd have to treat them like Avram treated them. What do you mean? They're pollen. They're workers. I picked them up at Home Depot. They were waiting in line. They're day laborers. I'm paying them $40 a day. I fed them. I treated them with respect. It's a different scale. You have to treat people like the princes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafted them as. And even minor struggles that come with chesed, you have to try to alleviate. And we'll talk about this over the next couple of days. So the scale is totally different. And it's no longer, how have I served the person's need and does it conform to social expectations, but have I operated in a divine theater? In this divine theater of Gan Eden, have I recreated the Gan Eden for every single human being? So how you do it, how you speak, the level, the quality, the scale, the extent. And Avram becomes a paradigm. Parshas Vayera becomes a paradigm in very technical things which we've spoken about before. Do you wait for chesed? Which most people do. Most people are responsive. Are you proactive? Do you try to provide their needs or do you upgrade them? Chazal contrasts Avram and Eov. Eov provided their normal food. A person would eat barley bread, Eov would feed them barley bread. But Avram would feed them wheat bread because wheat bread was more tasty. It's very hard. And he comes to your door, you invite someone to your table, you more often than not extend your own or their own level. You don't upgrade them to business class. You don't pay for a business class seat for the unneed to travel. But Avram paid for business class seats. Avram had 4 doors. Eov had 1 door. Okay, that's probably technical, but it's also metaphoric. Different ways to perform chesed. 1 door suggests there's 1 entry point. There's 1 way for people to enter your world of chesed. Avram had different access points for people to enter his world of chesed. Avram created chesed. Right? The malachim don't need chesed. They don't really need to eat, but Avram was so insistent that he actually forces them to eat. So are you someone that can, as hard as it sounds, create chesed opportunities, start, launch, be proactive? Is it this infernal place where can you imagine chesed in an environment where people don't eat chesed? It's Gehenna, you think that people are beyond chesed, or is it Gehenna-like quality? So for the next 2 days, we'll talk about other manifestations. It radically, radically changes the scale of chesed by detaching it from the context of a human being suffering and the rallying to relieve it. It takes it to a different place. It's an important layer. I don't think it should be the base layer, because the base layer could be very... it could be very insensitive. I think the course of chesed has to be ben adam l'chavero and sending someone suffering. But there has to be a layer of ben adam l'makom to chesed, where you're not just, okay, I took care of the person's no needs. It's to be a sense of mahu rachum, afata rachum. One of the only ways we can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be moral like him, and not just to translate his morality into human terms, but to translate human experience into divine terms. And that's really the best way to summarize this changing of scale. So we'll talk about Sunday and Monday, Mr. Shem, okay? Good job, Shabbos. Good job, Shabbos. on Shabbos. Who's not going to the Old City? Anyone not going to the Old City? Great. I can't believe the Old City. I'm staying home.